Matt Greenwood on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show, speaking to Dave Dallas of the Grandview Eagles. They lost here tonight to Herculaneum 26-20, but it certainly didn't feel like a loss, did it, Coach?
No, our kids played extremely hard. I mean, we got down 20-6, and we battled back, and we showed a lot of character the second half, played great defensively, and we ran the ball extremely well. We might not have won the game, but we won the fight tonight, and we grew up as a football team, and I think we're starting to grow up as a football program. So I'm proud of that fact. But there again, we didn't win the football game, but I think there's a lot of other things we got out of tonight's game.
I'm not going to jump around. I'm just going to go right into it. David Kreith, what a fantastic ball game tonight. We have him down as close to 240 yards rushing, two touchdowns. He had a 70-yard touchdown that got you guys back into the game. You're able to reduce the gap down to 6 because of him as well. And then down the stretch, final drive, you use him a lot to get you in a position to tie it up and maybe possibly win it.
Yeah, I mean, he had a tremendous night. But without saying that, we did some things well up front. And, I think Eli did a good job of lead blocking for him. And, we did some good things. And, yeah, David ran the ball hard. I mean, he's a special player. And he's a good player. I mean, that's all there is to it. And we grew up. Like I said, I think we grew up as a team, as a whole. I think our up front we grew up. We came off the football. We did some things well. And we grew up defensively a little bit the second half.
Fourth down to 19 play. You go to David Kreith again. And great downfield blocking. I know you'll attest to that. And he gets just 19 yards to get that first down for you guys and keep the drive alive. It was plays like those that were easily some of the best plays of the night for you.
Yeah, that and then the two plays late in the ball game where we ran him on the sweep out to get the ball out of bounds to get the first down were two plays a sophomore usually don't make. He usually tries to bend it up and try to get a touchdown. I got to get the ball out of bounds, preserve time, give us a chance to win the football game. So
You talked about the blocking up front. Give credit to some of the players, if you will.
I think up front, Jacob Turner played real well the second half. Trent Castro, the birthday boy, played real well. It was his birthday today. So Freeman played well up front. Franklin Greenman played well up front. I think all those guys grew up a lot. Judd Shoemaker and all those guys, they played really well.
Coach, defensively as well, you guys held your own, gave them an early third quarter in that second half, but from then on it was punt or turnover on downs for the Blackcats. What do you think was key to being able to stop Herky defensively and give your guys a chance offensively to get back in the game?
We made a couple of adjustments at halftime that we didn't get to the first half. We got so many guys playing both ways, it's really hard to get those adjustments off the field, at the first quarter. We didn't play real well. We kind of got down there as the second quarter. I got our dobber down a little bit and gave them a cheap touchdown there. And that was disappointing. It was 14-7. We gave that cheap touchdown up, but we battled back. But I think we just played harder the second half. I think that's all there is to it. We our backs were against the wall. We came out swinging the second half.
I don't remember exactly the down, but one of my favorite moments of tonight, you jumping up and down after your guys made a big play. I don't know if you remember what that play was, but that was the energy that you guys had on the sideline tonight, despite being down for most of the game. It never stopped with your energy level.
Well, I get that energy level, and I think I learned how to coach these guys a little bit tonight, too. I think I pushed them and pushed them and pushed them. I think I know how they respond to things now, and I believe that. And our coaches, we met on a staff as a staff this weekend and said, hey, what do we need to do? And a part of that was on me. I needed to be coached in with more energy and more buzz, and that's what I gave them tonight. I gave them my best shot.
Thanks for your time, Coach.
Thank you very much.
Dave Dallas, head coach of the Grandview Eagles, falling short here tonight on KGF 26-20, the final score.